Republican presidential candidates in the US will go head-to-head in the final debate of the year in just a couple of hours' time now. Donald Trump will be going after Texan Senator Ted Cruz, who, according to a number of Iowa polls, is now ahead of the billionaire businessman. The candidates in today's debate will be sparring at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Well, our correspondent in Washington is Simon Marks. Good morning to you, Simon. I guess some saying that this now is a two-horse race between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. That'll be where the tension, where the dynamics are.
Well, I think that will definitely be where the tension will be during the course of this debate in Nevada. We expect that this is going to be the debate, frankly, where the gloves come off between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, because the two of them are, according to opinion polls, neck and neck in Iowa. And Donald Trump is very eager to try and retain his lead in New Hampshire. So the sort of comity that has existed between their two campaigns, given that they're both from approximately the same piece of the Republican Party's ideological spectrum out there on the far right, the comity may well be shattered when this debate gets underway. But I think it's perhaps a little early to say it's a two-horse race. There are other candidates out there very keen to demonstrate that they've got the right stuff to lead the party, including, I think, very importantly, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who is going to portray himself as the safe pair of hands, to be the man with his hands on the Republican Party's tiller in the election campaign. He is going to say Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, some of the others on the stage, coming too far from the extremes of the party, and that voters out there looking for a safe pair of hands should be looking at his.
Simon, what was Ted Cruz's reaction to the ban all Muslims from the United States approach from Donald Trump?
Well, very interestingly, Senator Cruz was the one Republican presidential candidate who didn't excoriate Donald Trump publicly for his policy. He simply said that his policy was different. He didn't believe in a blanket ban closing America's borders to Muslims entirely. He wanted to see a good deal more control at the border, but not the kind of blanket closing that Donald Trump was proposing. But he wouldn't at the time be drawn into personally criticizing Donald Trump. Over the course of the last week, though, slowly that position has ebbed away, as it's become apparent that in private conversations with supporters and fundraisers, Senator Cruz has been very critical of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has publicly described Senator Cruz as behaving on Capitol Hill, quote, like a maniac. So increasingly, there is not much love lost between those two campaigns.
Hey, just finally, Simon, we've had a number of these debates, obviously, and I guess some in the US will be heading off for a quick winter break. But what is the significance of this one being the last of the year? Does it take on an added significance?
Well, I think it is taking on added significance, partly because it's the last one of the year, partly because we think that there will be a bit of argy-bargy between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, and also partly because of the timing. This is coming after the attack on San Bernardino. It's coming after today's extraordinary events, the closing of public schools in Los Angeles after a threat that the authorities over in New York also received but deemed a hoax. Coming at a time when polls show that anxiety about national security is at its greatest levels since September the 11th, 2001, and the Republicans are going to try and seize on that and say, regardless of which candidate emerges the victor, they, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, are the people who can be trusted to guard the security of the nation.
Thanks very much, Simon. That's Simon Marks.